I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless the Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Thursday, June 30th, 2022. Can you believe June is complete after tonight? Amazing that we move right into July. We're going to be able to celebrate big time, though. It's going to be awesome this year, I believe. Tell you what, we're going to be talking about Disney's evil in tunnels. Again, another prophetic word that just confirms what many people told us and when many people... what's been, I guess, suppressed is that there are tunnels all over the place underneath Disney's locations, and they're used for evil purposes, child trafficking, etc. So is that true? Well, that Julie's word from today actually talks about that. She has a prophetic word about the eagle will free. Also a lot of great news about America, about what's going to happen with these Red Sea moments. All the things we've been talking about is being confirmed by these words and a bunch of fulfilled prophecies as well. We're going to get into the huge decision. The Supreme Court continues to come through with the EPA decision, which literally takes away federal powers like mad. Very important decision. We'll be digging into that as well. And then obviously we're going to get into some Genesis. And we got missed out on Monday because of it was a monthly meeting with the Patriot Street Fighter. But we will resume that here Thursday as well as Friday. I'll do another teaching in Genesis on during praise and prayer. And so join us there. That starts at 6 p.m. CST every Friday night. And then I'll also do Monday, Thursday of next week. Of course, Thursday, maybe not, because we will be in the Great Awakening Tour in Virginia Beach. So usually Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays are the teaching nights. God bless you guys. Can't wait to go to do this work. You're going to have to think of something creative next Friday night, because next Friday night is going to be actually the Friday night baptismals with His glory. So we'll probably have to either do something live there from a recording perspective, or we'll have just a Friday night praise and prayer without me. All right, here we go. So I'm just blocking people that are calling me names. So sorry, Rain Quartz, you're out, you're off. Yeah. Okay, here we go, guys. We are going to be digging into this right now. I just need to say hi to a few people. Got Patsy from Tennessee and Rick from North Idaho. Got St. Louis, Andrea. Thank you, San Antonio, Valerie. Got Teresa from South Carolina. Got Donna from Massachusetts. Got Susan from Alabama. We got Troy from Minnesota. We got Deborah from Arizona. We got Stephanie from Wisconsin. Monique from California. Suzanne from Wisconsin. Thank you for being here. Kathy's here. I see Carrie from Washington State. I'm going to see if I can get her off. So it said, sorry, my son typed that. He said, silly boy. So I wanted to follow us a Rain Ortiz. Get a hold of me offline and I can add you back if that was I just don't take name calling at all. So I'm sorry that if your son got on there. Anyway, here we go. Let's dig into this. Yeah, Dr. Zelenko did pass away. We'll talk about that a little bit too. Somebody that is a huge part of this movement and a great man of God. Really loved people, loved liberty. So we'll get into that as well. Here we go. Let's talk a little bit about the Q drops again. The last one was we reviewed yesterday on the show. So there's been no Q drops since the 629. But it's real interesting. It's all about Cassidy Hutchinson. Even more is coming out, debunking her whole story in record time. Within a couple hours, her whole story got debunked. So that's interesting. But I also thought it was interesting that Q said, trust the plan. We haven't heard that for quite a while. And the plan is obviously, I believe, the Lord God Almighty's plan. No white hat ever would have thought it would have taken this long or wanted to take this long, I would not think. And so, it's basically God's making it a way bigger thing. It's going to be about him, not about Trump, not about any man at all. It's going to be about God, Lord God Almighty. But he's using these Anons. He's using the Q team. He's using us. He's using digital soldiers like you. He's using digital citizens like or citizen journalists like me. So it's exciting to see exactly what's going on. Here's Dr. Vladimir Zelenko passes away. Awesome man of God. Really sad that this happened. He really helped many people during COVID. Stood up to the tyrants. He's been fighting cancer for quite some time. Only had one lung. So he knew he was in trouble with stage 4 cancer for quite some time. We were hoping that God would do a miracle, but he served his purpose extremely well here on earth. And I tell you what, really saved a lot of people's lives as he did this. So there's a lot on his Freedom Foundation here you'll find in the show notes. There's also an obituary that you can find here. So I'll keep those in the show notes. You can get the show notes at blessedtoteach.com and just sign up for the show notes, and I'll send you an email each time that has the link to the show as well as all the links. So if you watched a recorded video, it's pretty nice. You can put two browsers up, one watch the video and one see all the notes at the same time. So that can be kind of a good, cool experience. So go sign up for show notes at blessedteach.com. That's also where you get to backstage. That's where you get to the training. I think you'll really enjoy it. Here's the Supreme Court rules against the EPA's authority to limit emissions by remaking the energy sector. So we'll get into the whole thing about Disney and all the amazing prophetic insights that Julie Green gets us in just a little bit. But I wanted to go over some early news here first. Again, this is big, guys, because basically you have these federal organizations, all these alphabet soup agencies that will just set rules with no, they're not elected. The Congress does not go through the process that it's supposed to actually debate in the public and so we can see what's going on before big things become law. And they would just make huge sweeping things on climate change, especially, that would destroy. They were destroying coal companies in this case. The EPA was effectively regulating coal businesses to scale back until they were no longer in business of providing energy. And they did that without laws. Right now, so obviously, if that's the way it's supposed to work, obviously we're supposed to get a bill, then get a law, and then people would make decisions based on that. But just these alphabet soup companies making these big sweeping things, such as the FDA and what we're seeing with the medical cartel, this is a sign that the Supreme Court's going to strike down the federal agency's power. Which is a huge sign. So this article doesn't do a really good job of it's really more talking about just the specifics on climate change. This is way bigger than climate change, right? The Supreme Court on Thursday issued a ruling in the case of West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency. The 6-3 ruling sides with West Virginia, which sought to limit the Clean Air Act. And at issue with the EPA's plans to use regulation to reduce carbon pollution, mostly by moving production to cleaner sources. Once the EPA determined this course of action, they began to limit allowable emissions from fossil fuel production. They enacted goals that were viewed as reasonable amount of shift, which it based on modeling how much more electricity both natural gas and renewable sources could supply without causing undue cost increase or reduce the overall power supply. That's the quote of it. The Clean Air Act authorized the EPA to regulate power plans by setting a standard of performance for the emission of current pollutants into the air. Chief Justice Roberts wrote his opinion. Since passage of the Act 50 years ago, EPA has exercised this authority by setting performance standards based on measures that would reduce pollution by causing plants to operate more cleanly. In 2015, however, EPA issued a new rule concluding that the best system of emission reduction for existing coal-fired power plants included a requirement that such facilities reduce their own production of electricity or subsidize increased generation of natural gas, wind, or solar sources. So basically, they overstepped their authority. And this could really make sure that we don't have, they don't, that all these other alphabet soup agencies don't overstep their authority. This talks about too, Supreme Court ruling reigns in the EPA, a blow to Biden's extreme climate change agenda. So this kind of takes a different look at it from a climate change perspective. Curtails the authority of the EPA to regulate greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change. And so in a 6-3 ruling, the court sides with conservative states and fossil fuel companies in adopting a narrow reading of the Clean Air Act. So basically, at least as far as the Clean Air Act goes, this is good news. And I think we're going to see that the federal agencies will be more under control going forward as they try to do these sweeping changes. Supreme Court, because we know climate change science is an absolute fraud. Right. And so that is one thing that, that's one thing I just wanted to dig into here. Supreme Court accepts historic case that could reshape powers of legislatures to set election rules. And so this is another huge step, it looks like, toward liberty and truth versus all the lies and progressive Solinsky tactics to get useful idiots to support things that are not true, and that allows us to have fake elections and machine fraud and all the stuff we've been talking about for months. So this could be a pretty powerful thing. Here it's a case regarding North Carolina GOP lawmakers having the authority to draw a partisan election map without the state judges interfering. The decision could impact future congressional and presidential elections. The high court will take up the case when its next term begins in October. The case of Moore versus Harper asked the court to uphold the concept known as the independent state legislature theory, that state legislatures have the sole and independent authority to set rules for federal elections in their states without interference or oversight by governor or the state judges. So this is interesting. Could this, but I think it's back down to more state rights versus federal rights, I think is probably a good thing. As this Supreme Court continues to just wreak havoc on the left, here's Hillary Clinton basically talking bad about Clarence Thomas.
Justice Thomas has sort of floated that out there about contraceptive rights.
Yes.
Contraception.
I'm not getting sound on that. That is weird because it was playing earlier. Well, it looks like it's going to make me refresh this. Hate it when they do that. See if I can get this and get to the point where I was.
Camera in written opinion. Reconsider past rulings on contraception and same-sex marriage.
I'm still not getting sound on that, and I don't.
Justice Thomas has sort of floated that out there about contraceptive rights,
yes,
contraception, and about same-sex marriages. But other justices have pushed back to say, no, he's really sort of on his own with that.
Well,
don't believe that.
Well, he may be on his own, but he's signaling, as he often did. You know, people. I went to law school with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a person of grievance for as long as I've known him. Resentment, grievance, anger. And he has signaled in the past to lower courts, to state legislatures, find cases, pass laws, get them up. I may not win the first, the second, or the third time, but we're going to keep at it.
So you're saying people pay attention to
this?
Yes.
The people he is speaking to, which are the, you know, right-wing, very conservative judges and justices and state legislatures. And the thing that there's so many things about it that are deeply distressing, but women are going to die, Gail. Women will die.
Women will die. Women will die. Meanwhile, she's fighting for what? Moloch's food, right? For children to die, even after 9 months, even after they're born. We know that God knit us together in our womb, and those of us who participated in abortions in any way in the past were in sin, because God knits us together in our womb. But we can come to absolute forgiveness through the cross, through the narrow path. It's very important that we see that. We see here Whoopi Goldberg actually threatening Thomas. Looks like it's going to make me refresh this one for sure. Pretty sure you guys couldn't hear that one.
Nothing is precedent anymore.
Well, you better hope that they don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife, who happens to be white, because they will move that. And you better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution. You're back to being a quarter of a person.
We're back to the 50s.
Because that's not going to work either.
There's threats. So one of the worst shows on television showing useful idiots at their peak, right? Of course, she's an operative, I believe, a lot of those people on there, of the mainstream media and 4AM talking points. But this type of idiocy is what we need to get rid of, obviously. And one way to fight this cabal is Operation Tomahawk. I've had Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, on Monday, and he talked all about how economic warfare. I cannot believe how much enthusiasm there is for this movement. Guys, this is awesome. So please go to tomahawkswitch.com. You'll get a VIP tour for 30 minutes about how we're doing economically attacking this insanity where they own 97% of the market. And then they use all their funds to control us. So if you're tired of buying products and then them using that to control and support Planned Parenthood and support the George Soros organizations, support all these globalist organizations, we have a way to move over 500 products out of here and into the Patriot economy. And so this is an important movement, tomahawkswitch.com. And please, when you go there, make sure you hit Brick B2T Ministry so that me or my son, the 24-year-old who red-pilled me when he was 17, we'll call you, or some of our backstagers that are helping the ministry with this effort. It's nice. Hey, those of you who signed up, please check your text messages. Return your voice messages. We have like 60, 80 people that won't even call us back, won't reply to a text, won't even reply to an email, nothing, right? And after four or five times, please opt out. Or set the tour, because this tour is awesome. You're going to enjoy it. This is a great way to fight. But again, you hurt the movement when you suck our time up trying to get a hold of you versus just opting out or setting the appointment, right? And this movement has got a lot of momentum around it, and we need everybody to fight. So please book your 30 minutes, and you'll enjoy it and see how we're fighting this cabal economically. We have Amanda Grace coming up next week, as well as Karen Kingston, the Pfizer whistleblower. Then we got artists coming in The Matrix, and Julie Green and Mel Kay and Bo Polny all coming up. That's why you want to be backstage so you can do Q&A with them for the half hour afterwards and pray with them. And we'd really get a lot of, like with Mark Sherwood last night, just a lot of more heartfelt prayer requests, etc., that they don't want to get massively public, but backstage are comfortable. So guys, come back there. That is where the heart of this ministry is. The B2T ministry is the backstage. That's just go to the link down below, or go to blessedteach.com and hit the backstage tab. These Tuesday, Wednesday things are awesome. Praise and prayer on Monday, Thursday, Fridays, and just tons of other stuff, such as searchy for the prophetic words. It's a blessing of a ministry. Appreciate you guys supporting that. I don't know why I went to documents there. I wanted to come over here. Here is the prophetic word from Julie. She says the eagle is being set free. Again, it's about a half hour long. I just cut out just the words of God, and then I highlight only the ones that I know we have time on my show to highlight. So that's what I do. You get these early and in between my shows if you are a backstager. It's another advantage on this blog that's accessible for those that are backstagers. So, become part of that ministry. Really appreciate you guys. We're also getting words to the little one from Lois. That's awesome. That's really guiding the backstage ministry. So if you want something that I believe God's going to use in a mighty way going forward, and the miracles that are happening with the signs, wonders, and miracles, it's amazing. Please join us in the backstage ministry. It's free for 30 days, by the way. Go there to the backstage tab. It's free for 30 days. Here we go. Let's talk about the eagles being set free. These first parts and ending parts of this are just awesome. It's really talking to us about taking authority in Jesus. Let's get into this. Sometimes the searchy doesn't take things, and I usually correct this, but it looks like I missed this one. This is for the Lord your God this day. Yeah, for the Lord your God says this day, I'm telling my children to get up and to fight with all the tools and weapons I have given and provided for you. All hope is not lost. All is not going to stay dark. All is not going to get worse and stay that way. Why would you believe such a lie? A lie to get you to do exactly what Satan wants you to do. Give up on everything, including hope, and give up on your victories, especially giving up on me. My children, your enemy has caused a weakness in my body through his lies and deception that has put so many people in a rut of hopelessness and despair. But my blood, my name, my covenant, my word, and my promises, I have provided a way out of that darkness and spiritual captivity. I would never leave you under the control of your enemy. That's why Jesus came to destroy all that power over this world that would have been able to keep you there. No, I saw all this coming and I made a way out of it. I left nothing undone that your enemies could sneak past me and win. I win, you win, my children, and they lose every time. So shout about that when Satan tries to come with his lies. No doubt. No, don't bow, and you won't burn. Don't be deceived, and you can't be held in captivity. It's all about to change. So hold on, my children. I am about to show up for the world to see, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Mary Crowley always says she's going to show up and show off. It's exactly what's going to happen. But I just think it's so important that we are supposed to shout about that, about how much authority we have. We win, they lose. When Satan tries to come with his lies, we just shout with the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Pretty crazy, because I love this part. But my blood, my name, my covenant, my word, and my promises, I have provided a way out of that darkness and spiritual captivity. We always talk, one of our songs is a waymaker. He provides a way out. He's the waymaker. How cool is that? This ends talking about a little about the waymaker as well. This word does. Indoctrinated. This word will be in your news. Yes, the floodgates of truth are open and it will reveal what has taken place in schools, colleges to change the course of this nation. A blueprint has been found and the right people have it. For soon I will be invited back into those places and everything will change, saith the Lord. Woo! Is that not awesome? This means that that we have the indoctrination that's going on in all our schools, taking God out of these schools completely. Here we get a promise that this whistleblower is going to come out with this blueprint of how they purposely took God out of school, how they purposely put Saul Alinsky tactics to create useful idiots out of our kids. And for soon I will be invited back into these places. Is that not cool? We took out God for 50 years, just like we turned his back on Roe versus Wade, and we turned our back on God's money and went to fiat currency. We turned our, that's when Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, was written 50 years ago, and 50-year slide. And big part of that was taking God out of the schools, and now he's going to be invited back in. Here's the Disney part. Oh, Disney, oh, the sorrows have just begun for your company. I know everything you have done since the beginning of your time in the spotlight, controlling as many things as possible. Subliminal messages, propaganda, yes. But there is so much more you were designed to do to indoctrinate children, change how they think, and what you do to them behind closed doors in the tunnels. And it's all being exposed even more. Everything will come out, and nothing in the dark you wanted to stay hidden in those places will no longer stay that way. No, my light is shining, exposing it all. Disney, your days of judgment are ahead, and the world will watch you all fall, saith the Lord of hosts. We've been talking about this for quite some time, guys, right? And I know that you can actually come to the search engine and see how many times I've talked about Disney and how much anybody on my show's talked about Disney by searching with Searchy. And again, this is for backstagers. This is if you come to the Backstage Ministry. It's a blessing, guys. Again, free for 30 days. Just come and see. Come and see how awesome this ministry is. One thing you'll be able to do is also look at the prophetic words of Mark Taylor's written prophecies, Amanda Grace, Julie Green, Kim Clement's Trump prophecies. And you could search on all these different things, like the Supreme Court. You could search on all these different topics that we're talking about. So let's just say we're looking at Disney. So Disney. And you can see all kinds of things that have come out about Disney. Shockwaves of truth are about to hit this earth, and here's Disney being talked about here in 4:9:22 as an example. And this goes to the exact minute and second.
So much more will all be exposed, no matter what you are trying to do to save yourselves now. It will not work this time. For I, the Lord, am judging you, and all you are all going to fall for the sins and the crimes that you have committed. Disney, you are finished. And the ones that control Disney, so are you. No matter how much money and power you have, it will not save you from what is coming to you. The hour of judgment is here for all of you, and it's now.
So it's not just one prophecy against Disney. There is a lot, right? Here's one, Julie Green on the 4:12.
Beware of the lie that Disney will try to use to spin the truth. Blackmail, yes, but it goes much deeper than that, my children. Truth shall prevail all over this earth. Disney will pay for all the crimes that have been committed, and nothing they have done will stay hidden.
So really confirmation on this. Three or four times we see all this talking about. Here's one on 6:22. Just
oh, Disney!
Oh, that's the one I just did.
Oh, Disney!
That's today for 6:30:22. Here's one back on 5:3.
But this is a time that the ground is shaking beneath their feet, and everything below will come to the surface and will be exposed for all the world to see.
Here's Amanda Grace talking about Disney.
Those they deceived, says the Lord of hosts this day. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day. It shall not be a jubilee for Disney, for I shall pull out of the depths of their darkness that which shall be written in bold, and shall fracture their company and holdings, as 50 shall not be a good year for them, says the Lord of hosts. This year is the 50th anniversary, I believe, celebration. This is what the Lord's referring to. I am a God who despises wickedness. Be thou holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. You are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, if you would just believe, my children, and utilize.
So you have Amanda Grace talking against Disney. You've got Julie Green talking multiple times against Disney. Again, this is the days of great exposures. It's all going to happen, guys. This is going to be amazing.
Since these are the days of Haman, it's happening to companies no one thought would fall. Soon they will all realize none of them are safe. Disney will yet again be in your news. Controversy will surround them in decisions they are making, and their sales will continue to fall, and so will their stocks, to lows that haven't been seen by this company.
We talk about cabal stocks falling. They're going to fall hard, guys. And these woke companies are the ones that are going to get hit the most, and that's going to be part of the wealth transfer. Hopefully you're smart enough not to be investing in woke companies, right? That's a 101 in the wealth transfer is making sure you're being smart. Arrogant. This word will be in your news to describe many in this fraudulent government, and it will be their fall. They don't see what is coming, and some refuse to see the handwriting on the wall. I love how he uses words, you know, like the handwriting on the wall, referring to Nebuchadnezzar and when King Cyrus came in, and the handwriting was on the wall when literally a hand was writing on the wall, right? Pretty cool how he's referring back to biblical scripture. That's why it's so important to understand Genesis, understand Exodus, understand other key books of the Bible. Watch your Capitol building, O United States. Another instance will take place. This time, the world will know what is really going on. January 6th narrative is a joke, and the world will see the truth. So interesting. Another big event's going to happen in the Capitol area. That'll be really interesting to see. They're probably going to try to do some type of insurrection thing again. A march has begun. So this is the last part of. Oh no, it's not. A march has begun. A march to usher in your freedoms and restorations. Movements are being made. Territory is being taken back. Military advancements are moving forward as planned. Continue to pray for your military and your military movements around the world. Many are taking place at one time. The eagle is being set free. The eagle is about to soar to new heights and to new levels of my glory. Oh, my United States is rising now. A death will be told. In this death will signal the death of their nation and their one world government. This death is a very significant person of the elites. His name is very well known. You will know it as soon as you hear it, saith the Lord. So yeah, I'm guessing somebody like Soros or somebody, one of these key leaders. Maybe it's talking about, I think it's going to be bigger than the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's who are going to die potentially on the same day. So that's pretty wild. Yeah, Dr. Zelenko is an awesome man of God. He's a Jewish guy, but he came to the Great Awakening Tour. He helped many people from COVID. I know there's a question from Kim on the Facebook, and he saved many people from COVID by getting them proper zinc, proper quercetin, proper vitamin D, and just basically giving immune boosting things. So actually, it was early treatment. COVID was nothing to fear if we didn't have all the medical cartel trying to kill us with remdesivir in the hospital, with bad protocols around also incubators, and not encouraging early treatment. Criminal. It was criminal activity. The Biden is not done falling. Another fall will be seen and reported on. This one will be the one that can't excuse away. My children, listen to the number 25. Oh yes, it's being discussed on how to do it and when. 25? Lord? Yes, the 25th Amendment. The next moves by the globalists will be obvious. They are letting the Biden fall. This is big, guys, because this is going to be, they're going to try to replace Biden with Obama. And we're not going to take it. But it's going to be a power play. They think they can do it. This will be really interesting. But so the 25th Amendment is going to start coming down on the Biden, which is an actor, according to Julie's other prophetic words, because there's a casket in the White House. The real Biden's not even here, supposedly. So if we find out all that, find out who this actor is, it's going to be an interesting summer. Guns in your news. Oh, yeah. The real reason will be exposed. They want more of your freedoms to be taken away, but what they wanted, they will never get. They are caught in a trap of lies that has been recorded, and these recordings will be heard and seen, saith the Lord of hosts. So the real reason why they're doing all these false flags at all these schools and churches and everything is to create emotion and then try to take our guns away. That's what they did in Australia and many other countries. It's a common tactic, not working in America. And I cannot wait to hear the tapes about their false flags and why they're doing this. A reversal has begun. A reversal of what, Lord? Of everything that has been stolen. It will now start to be given back. Woo! So many people think about the sorry there. I think it's going to be totally different. I think it's going to be a huge God thing with a whole new economy, gold back stuff. Part of that is making sure that you are prepared. That's why I always talk about call Kirk Elliott and get a free consultation on precious metals for your specific situation. Because I think a big part of the wealth transfers are going to be those people who listened to Christian patriots like Kirk. Right, and so with the economy going sour, stocks falling like mad, giving a call to Kirk. You can also find the website. It's KirkElliottPhD.com, and then put at the end /B2T. That will show you the page they built for me. And again, this is a form you can fill out real quick to get a call back, or you can just call them and set an appointment with them. Again, a free consultation from a PhD, double PhD actually, Christian patriot that understands stocks, bonds, all types of investments, as well as here, 720-605-3900. I think you'd really enjoy that. Kirk sometimes comes on Thursday nights, but I think he's been this crazy summer. But again, 720-605-3900. Tell them Rick B2T sent you. Awesome stuff going on with that. Let's finish up this last part. A famous lawyer will be vindicated and their name will be restored. I think it's going to be either Lynn Wood, who she talked about before. Could be somebody like Sidney Powell. Who knows? But interesting. So this is how it ends. Coming back to roaring lions, right? That's another song we sing about the lion's lungs inside you, right? That we have. And comes back to just the fact that God has always turned to scripture in these awesome songs like the Waymaker, as we study all this stuff. Here it says, something major is about to break in your nation, O United States. Truth is breaking through all the lies, and nothing can hold this momentum back. The tide has already turned, and yes, my children, you are starting to see it now in the country, but it will become more obvious to the world. Red Sea moments are on the horizon. It will cause great change and great celebrations and a great exodus. Let the lion roar, my children, on the inside of you, and the enemy's plans will begin to fall more and more. Stand up. It's your time to celebrate, my children, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. This is why we roar with our lungs on praise and prayer every Monday, Thursday, and Friday. It's part of the Backstage Ministry. We do it public on Fridays, backstage on Mondays and Thursdays. So join the Backstage Ministry, free for 30 days. And it's a big part of fighting this war. Our weapon is our melody. Our weapon is our praise and worship, right? We've been studying that for quite a while. Exciting times coming up here, guys. Let's get to some more news. That says to a power-packed prophetic word from Julie Green and your ability to search all those topics, right, that you can, that I just love about. Like you can look at this word, the word Exodus, as an example, and see all the time. Julie's talking about the great Exodus all the time. The sign will be a mass exodus in the natural and the spiritual fleet. And this is when Mark Taylor's actually talking about an exodus of people that leave the United States that are progressives. I think that's going to happen here as well, which is a little different than the great exodus that we're talking about, where it's just children. It's like understanding the exodus in the book of Exodus, right? Julie Green's talking about this constantly, right? It's a beautiful, powerful way of looking at this. As they've come out of her with a mass exodus. So this is me reading Mark Taylor prophetic word that he's talking about. He's using that word exodus as well. The Spirit of God says, for when my people realize the curse they are under and come out, break the curse, then they will plunder. For as they come out of her with a mass exodus, there I will be to restore her back to my body, and I, as the head, she will have power, authority, and unity again, and the enemy shall fall as dead. So that's that. That's when the church is going to come back to life. That's a remnant coming back to life. I believe we're starting to see a lot of that right now. But a great exodus, just great things. So all kinds of things you can go research yourself using the Searchy tool with these prophetic words that I've been talking about for the last 5 years, especially the last, I guess, 7 months with Julie Green's kind of coinciding with Amanda Grace's prophetic words. More than half of all U.S. consumers live paycheck to paycheck. This is what they want us to be doing, living paycheck to paycheck, worried about having losing our jobs, not being able to pay our bills. That's Bidenomics. That's Brandonomics, as Kirk Ellick would say a lot of times. And it's what I think we're going to be rescued from soon as we get plenty in the great wealth transfer. Again, part of that is to make sure that you are smart enough to get to have some precious metals, right? We are in a recession. Longtime bull Kathy Wood warns investors about the big problem in the economy. So even though she is more of a stock market type person, obviously even she's saying there's a recession. And she's trying to guess what stocks will do well in the recession. But it's much smarter to get out of these, especially all the cabal stocks, and make sure you look into protecting your wealth with precious metals as part of a strategy. And you get a free consultation again with Kirk Elliott, like we just talked about. Again, his number is 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Democrats are fooling themselves on the popularity of abortion. This is an interesting article because it's just not that popular anymore. Now that's bad enough, but so here's this the whole thing. They just think that most Americans want this, and after 50 years of cultural and political indoctrination about abortion rights, it's almost surely the case that a large part of that 60% of voters barely have an idea of what Roe entailed or the legal arguments of why it should be overturned. A deeper look at the poll shows that 46% say Congress should pass a national law allowing abortions. What a ridiculously vague phrase. But 40% say let states decide, and 7% say pass a national ban. So even with the purposely opaque wording of the poll, Monomath could have headlined the finding 54% of Americans oppose a national law codifying Roe. How could that be? Does anyone believe that among those same 60% who support upholding abortion by judicial decree are those opposed to codifying the same exact rights through the democratic process? So even though we've had massive indoctrination for 50 years, now we're saying, who is Jane Roe? And people are figuring out it was a person who lied about being raped when she wasn't, and they used that as an emotional thing to get it passed. And we're starting to find out that more and more people especially are against these abortions at 9 months, and more people, as science starts showing that the heart rate beat is beating at 6 weeks, are saying, oh my goodness, you don't even know you're pregnant usually in the first 6 weeks. So by the time you understand you're pregnant, usually you have a heartbeat in your womb, right? And God's already knitted you together. And so that kind of kills all arguments, especially when the Bible clearly says we were knitted together in our womb and God knew us before we were born. White House encourages girls 15 or younger to abort without their parents' consent. So this is how evil this White House is, and it's a puppet president. It's Satan's government right now that's about ready to be completely exposed to what it really is. White House Press Corp is not pleased with Carrie Jeanine Pirro, the new press secretary. They obviously had a secretary that was very well spoken, and Jen Psaki, but she left before they, and when they really needed her is what one of the words said, which I thought was real interesting. So that's this talent like it is, right? Here's the baby formula crisis is still raging. So we're still seeing the Bidenomics and the purposeful shortages still happening to create panic. And again, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be in the Word of God, right? And we're going to do that now, and is dig into that here in just a second, as you hold on to the kingdom that can't be shaken, because everything's going to be shaken, right? That is what is going to be happening. Skyrocketing Chicago crime has small business corporations pack their bags. Enough is enough. Violent crime in Chicago is up 35% compared to last year. Continues to get worse. They have the most gun control, showing that gun control doesn't work. When you take guns away from law-abiding citizens, the only people that have guns is the criminals. And if you don't have tough police enforcement and you're not protecting, you can't protect yourself. This is the failure and exactly what they want, to create chaos. There's chaos in Chicago. The chaos is caused because of gun control and weak law enforcement. And that's purposely done in Saul Alinsky tactics, where you put dependence on the government and then you pull it away. Here is get into the Word of God.
Chapter 22.
And so this is interesting.
After these things, God tested.
You can have Bible.com actually read to you right up here, which is kind of neat. Helps
yeah,
my pronunciations.
But
you know that, because my pronunciation is weak at times, as you guys all know. Thanks for putting up with me and watching this show. I'm improving slowly but surely, right? But this is talking about, so we're not going to be in Genesis 22. I'm sorry, we're in Genesis 20 right now is where we are in our cycle. So we'll go over this today, Abraham and Abimelech. And then after we go, where Abraham literally shows how he's sinful and how he lied and how he wasn't dependent on God. So as we struggle with our relationship with God sometimes, don't feel so bad. So did all the patriarchs. So did Father Abraham, right? I think that's what a lot about what this lesson's about. And then when we go tomorrow night, I'll be getting into the birth of Isaac, and God protects Hagar and Ishmael. All that stuff will be exciting things for you guys to study with me on tomorrow night on Praise and Prayer. And the following Monday, we'll get into the sacrifice of Isaac, that famous story, where God provided the ram at the last minute and showed Abraham's faith, and it was credited to him as righteousness, part of the pointing to the gospel. That's what he does to us. He credits our faith as righteousness because the blood of Christ covers our sins, and he's our advocate, as Mark was talking about, Mark Sherwood was talking about last night. If you missed that show, Mark Sherwood did an awesome job presenting the gospel. Just beautiful job. Go back and listen to that last night. Okay, we're going to get into Genesis 20 right now, and Kent is welcome to come on at any time. From there, Abraham journeyed toward the territory of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur, and he was... I just want to make sure. I think... yeah, this is it. This is correct. Just want to make sure I'm on the right passage. This is where we were. Between Kadesh and Shur, and he was sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." So again, his wife. And what's Abraham say? "She's my sister." And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, set and took Sarah. So this is what all these kings did. They found beautiful women. Now she's 90 years old, right? So it makes me wonder, or 89 years old maybe at this time. So she obviously was in shape and good looking for her time period, but it was more of a political statement sometimes for these kings as they took all these women as part of their kingdom, if you will. And so now, so here we have a clear example of Abraham, the father of our faith, who showed such faith at times, not showing much faith and actually lying to try to protect himself. So he doesn't, so instead of depending on God, he lies. And it backfired on him, obviously, because the king went and grabbed his sister, his wife, all right, who he said it was his sister. And we'll see that's a half-truth, but a half-truth trying to deceive is really not a truth, right? But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." Now, Abimelech did not approach her, so he said, "Lord, will you kill an innocent people? Did he not himself say to me, 'She is my sister,' and she herself said, 'He is my brother'? In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands, I have done this." And so this is interesting. So God protected Abraham despite his sin. So when God promised Abraham the seeds that were all these inheritance that was going to be, it was going to be more than the sea on the sand or more of the sky, the stars in the sky. Even though he fell, here you have Abraham falling, God still rescued him. Is that not a beautiful thing to see? Then God said to him in the dream, "Yes, I know that you have done this in the integrity of your heart, and it was I who kept you from sinning against me." Interesting that a non-godly king, he kept him from sinning against him for Sarah. So God can control not only people who love him, but even people who don't even know him. "Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, then, return the man's wife." This is why we talk about God being omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. He can be all everywhere at the same time. That's why he's unique. There's only one of him. There only ever will be one. This is Isaiah 43:10 talks about, because he wants you to know and believe and understand that he is the one. No one's ever liked him. No one will ever be like him, right? But anyway, this is really interesting how he even could control a king that didn't even know him. "But if you do not return her, know that you will surely die, you and all who are yours." And we'll see later that he plagued them. They couldn't, with not being able to have children during this time period. So I'm sure this king was motivated to turn this around. So Abimelech rose early in the morning and called out his servants and told them all these things, and all the men were very afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us, and how have you I sinned against you that you have brought on me and my kingdom a great sin? You have done to me these things that ought not to be done." So what's kind of sad here, here's you have the worldly king being correct and Abraham actually being the one in the wrong. Instead of repenting and saying, "I'm sorry," Instead, Abraham does what a lot of us do, self-justifies. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you see that you did this thing? So again, instead of repenting and saying, I'm sorry, he self-justifies. Abraham said, I did it because I thought there is no fear of God at all in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she indeed is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother, and she became my wife. So there he goes. He tries to justify a half lie to deceive is a full lie, right? And when God caused me to wander from my father's house, I said to her, this is the kindness you must do to me. At every place to which we come, say of me, he is my father, he is my brother. So basically he told Sarah to lie all the time because he wasn't trusting God. And here, instead of saying, I'm sorry, he basically tries to justify it. Then Abimelech took sheep and oxen and male servants and female servants and gave them to Abraham and returned Sarah, his wife, to him. So God rescued him, obviously, here. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you. To Sarah, he said, behold, I have given your brother, sarcastically, 1,000 pieces of silver. It is a sign of your innocence in the eyes of all who are with you. And before everyone, you are vindicated. And what's interesting here, Abraham accepted this. Remember how he rejected when he went and got Lot back, and he rejected plunder because he didn't want anybody to say, hey, I got rich because of this king. Because he had faith that God would be his provider now. Now here he is in his weakness. He's lying, telling Sarah to lie continually. And this time he accepts all these gifts, which is interesting. This shows you his change in his heart. So I think Abraham grew during this time, right before we get to the Isaac born and get to where Isaac, he's asked to sacrifice Isaac, and he returns to that great faith. I just love how this happens in these stories. That's what I love about the Bible. It clearly shows the sin of these patriarchs. It clearly shows that we all struggle, but you know what? God was there to protect him, despite that. But let's not test him so much. Let's trust him in more, right? That's what I think this whole lesson is for here. It says, then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and also healed his wife and female slaves so that they bore children. For the Lord had closed all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because Sarah, Abraham's wife. So this was clearly Abraham's wife, not his sister. This was clearly sarcasm when the king here, and here sadly the worldly king, is more in the right than the father of our own faith. God does this, I believe, in the Bible to clearly show us we all sin. Romans 3:23, for we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So what do we need? He needed God to save him. We need Jesus's blood to save us. That narrow path is vital. And that's why I just ask you to say a prayer and make sure you understand that you are sinful, Romans 3:23. And with that, Romans 6:23 says that for the wages of sin is death. So guys, without Jesus, that's the wide path. That's destruction. We're not going to heaven. So the cool thing is he gave us a free gift. So Romans 6:23 says, but the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Woo! And Ephesians 2:8 and 9 clearly says it's a free gift, right? So accept this free gift right now. That's the narrow path. It's 100% Jesus and 0% you. It's not what you did. You want to credit to you as righteousness. You want to be righteous and go to heaven. The only way that happens is if the blood of Jesus covers your sins. So just say after me, Heavenly Father, Abraham sinned. I see it in this story. Even the father of our faith sinned. David sinned with Bathsheba. All these great men of God sinned, and I know I sinned as well. And none of us can get to heaven without a Savior. The faith that these men had toward the future Messiah. Now I've seen the story of Jesus. I know He is my Savior, Lord, and I accept it. I repent of my sins, and I accept His forgiveness that He gives us on the cross. Thank you for His blood covering my sin so that I can get to heaven, that you will see crediting righteous to me because of my faith. Lord, thank you for that. Show me how I can get involved with bringing the Holy Spirit on me. Allow me to live a life where I know you, Lord. Allow me to have the faith of Abraham, the faith of David, the faith in the future that I'm going to need through these times when everything's shaken. I have faith in you, Lord, and I love you, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. If you said that prayer, make sure you come and join us at backstage, or just go get your free Bible, info@blessedteach.com. Just email info@blessedteach.com. I'm so excited. We know Disney's evil, but you know what? God is good. How are you doing, Kent?
Listen, bro, that is so powerful. One by one, 10 by 10, they're coming in. We got to keep making the offer. It's an invitation to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And a little bit later on tonight, I'm going to do a song called I Am Yours. We're going to talk about I am my beloved's and he is mine. But for right now, we're doing God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. And God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. You give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Here we go. And I will love you, Lord. You're my strength. And I will love you, Lord. You're my shield. And I will love you, Lord. My rock. And forever all my days, I will love. Do it again. I will love you, Lord. Come on, you guys, let's worship and adore the Lord. Everybody, the financial people, Julie Green, Amanda Green, keep looking to the Lord. You guys, this message is not going away. It's in the book of Hebrews. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, Hebrews 12. And everything else is going to take care of itself. And so, God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. You give me vision to see things like you do. That's awesome. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. You give me wisdom. Do you know just who it can? God, I look. And God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. You give me vision. See things, I like to see things like you do. I look to you, Lord. You're where my help comes from. Woo! You give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Here we go. And I will love you, Lord, my strength. And I will love. And I will love you, Lord. You're my rock. And forever all my days, I will love you. Do it again. Yeah. And I will love you, Lord. My strength. Yeah. I will love you, Lord. My, you're my holy. I will love you forever all my days. I will, I'm giving you my best praise forever all my days. Now the bridge. the bridge declares, hallelujah. Our God reigns. In the middle of this storm, you're going to sing it. And I will love you. Hallelujah, our God reigns. And hallelujah, our God, you reign, Lord, forever all my days. So whatever you're going through in your life, we're going to sing it together as the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Our God, you reign, Lord, regardless of the circumstances. Hallelujah, our God reign. Hallelujah, our God. Woo, you reign, Lord, forever, all my day. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, you reign forever, Lord. Hallelujah, you reign for, you reign on high, Lord. You're high above the heavens. Lord, you reign forever. You reign forever, Jesus. You reign forever. And I'm fixing my eyes on you. Sing it out now. Lord, you reign forever. Hey, Lord, you reign forever. And I'm fixing my eyes on you. All the days of my life, you reign. You reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. I'm fixing my eyes on you. All the days. Come on, everybody, sing it. You reign. And you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. Fixing my eyes on you, you reign forevermore. Yeah, you. Think about it, you guys. He reigns forever. So as long as we're looking to him, we'll see a solution. We'll see an answer from heaven or from the Lord himself. Irregardless of all circumstances, it won't make any difference because we say you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. Fixing my eyes on you, Lord, all the days. Sing it again. And Jesus, you reign forever. Love it. This is the truth. Fixing my eyes on you, Lord, all the days of my life, you reign for. See, the truth is permeating our spirit. It's going deep into our heart. So one more time, the chorus, everyone together. God, I look. I won't be overwhelmed. You give me, I got vision to see things like you do. And God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. You give me wisdom. Check it out. And Lord, you know just what to do. I'm going to hand back to Rick for prayer, and we'll cross it over in Jesus' name. Wow. What a night and day for Jesus.
Yeah, so just Lord, thank you so much to what you're doing with the Supreme Court, just showing us that you've turned the tide completely away from this evil 50 years we've had where we've turned our back on you, and you're turning back to us, Lord, as we just repent of our ways, turn our face to you, confess our sins, and just ask you to heal our land. Lord, thank you for what we're seeing right now. Thank you for the upcoming Red Sea moments we're going to see. Thank you, Lord. This is so wonderful.
Yes.
And thank you, just as that song was saying, Lord, this is so awesome that you reign, and that is just so awesome. You reign forever. You've reigned forever in the past. You've reigned forever in the future. And Lord, we just love you. And we cannot wait to serve you and praise you this next hour. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, guys, it is so fun backstage to be here Mondays and Thursdays backstage as well as Fridays publicly. But we need more of you backstage. It's fun. I especially feel a lot of guys being called that you need to be in the ministry. Yes. You need to be with other Christian patriots, right? So go to blessedteach.com. Look at the Backstage Pass. It's free for 30 days, part of the Backstage Ministry. There's a lot of advantages. Also, download the app, B2T Neighborhood. That is the B2T Neighborhood on your – that's where we're getting together and the groups are forming. It's going to be wonderful. But we're going to continue to praise and pray at the next – you can see a bunch of people are coming in. Some people come in specifically for the miracles and wonder and how to get close to God. Get that presence-based worship as we worship and praise Him with the music flowing. And Kent talks about the Holy Spirit river flowing. Woo! Then we do intercessory prayer and amazing things are happening backstage. Yes. And so praise join us on Friday nights. Also in the ministry, Mondays and Thursdays backstage. God bless you guys. With that, we're going to stop this broadcast alive, and we're going to be all backstage. If you have a backstage pass, get back there. Talk to you soon.